לחזור, הוא ירים תורה, למד בב. ובשביל זה, and this is why רבותינו learned דרשו חכמנו זיכרונם לברכה עם דגמרה מסכת ברוכס על פסוק, on the verse אחרי לבבכם וכולי אחרי לבבכם זו מינות ואחרי עיניכם זו מיעוף after your hearts it's מינות lack of faith not to believe in השם יתברך to be an epicorus means if a person lets his heart crush every time you see a pack of chocolate so it's minute it's a picorsut if you let your heart lead you ואחרי עיניכם זו ניוף and after your eyes it's ניוף even if your lust your desire is for cars and for backyards and for clothes I don't know what you're after it's still ניוף אבותינו call that ניוף Why it's ni'uf? Because the source of ni'uf is she'no sameach b'chelko, that he's not happy with his share. Like the snake, that the snake, he went after his eyes, the avdil. The snake, he was looking on Adam's wife, and it wasn't his wife, and he had a lust, desire for her. So he went after his eyes, the avdil. גם שמשון and also שמשון הלך אחר עיניו he went after his eyes also להבדיל why להבדיל? Because שמשון he was supposed to be משיח he had the power to become to be משיח רבנו is writing in ליקוטי מוהר"ן that all of the גבורה of שמשון was the fire that he had in his heart from that we can learn that everyone can become to be like שמשון and even if you have the biggest יצרה of them all if you're working on your will if you're working on your heart And you're crying to Hashem Yitbarach, let me want you, let me want you. Like that we know, it's written, הכל בידי שמיים חוץ מיראת שמיים. It's all, and by that wonderful explanation that we heard, and also from Rav Shalom that said, that הכל בידי שמיים, it's all in the hands of heaven, if to give you, if not, accept of יראת שמיים. That if you're praying on יראת שמיים, they have to give you. They have to give you יראת שמיים. If you're praying on Yirat Shamayim, that you're going to have Yirat Shamayim, they have to give you. It's not a question. They cannot ask if you're fit for that, if you're worthy, if you're supposed to receive because of... No questions on that. If a person is after the purpose, after the will of Hashem Yitbarach, he's going to be answered. He's going to be answered. If now you need anything for Hashem Yitbarach, no matter what is that thing that you're asking for, you're going to be answered. This is what it calls Lashem Shamayim. If you are Lashem Shamayim, you're going to be answered. Botach Bashem, you're counting on Hashem. You're doing it for Hashem. Even if it's something that someone else is going to interpret it as lusts or desires, and you will not going to understand exactly what you're asking for, if you know that you're doing it Lashem Shamayim, even your wife, she needs it. Even it can be, I don't know what, a vacation to a very expensive place. And you really don't have no desire to go to those places, but you really feel that for your family, it's a must. It's important. Now, if you're going to pray on that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're going to explain to him the reasons why it's for that you're going to be able to come to Beit Midrash next week, and it's for peace and shalom bayit, and for the education of the children, they have to go out a little bit, to run away, something, to have a little bit of space. If those are your intentions, you're going to be answered. This is what that we learn from Chana Imenu. That Chana, but it paler Chana al Hashem. She was asking on Hashem, for Hashem. She asked that baby boy that's going to be a prophet, that's going to be holy, that's going to be pure, only for Hashem, that Hashem going to have him in the world. That Hashem going to have such a special boy in the world, that's going to illuminate the world. And this is why she achieved it. This is what that we're learning from Chana. The Ilchot Pila been learned from Chana. That she was praying on Hashem. So if for Hashem Yitbarach, you need to have Parnasa, you need to have a Shiduch, for Hashem. Because if not, you're a disgrace. If not, you're a burden on your parents. You're you're making chilul Hashem with your poverty, with I don't know what. If it's really for Hashem Yitbarach that you're asking, you're going to be answered straight, immediately. So what we need to work, like we said before, only on the heart. Only to work on making ourselves concentrated in the purpose. All of the time to think, what should I do now for Hashem Yitbarach? Hashem, what do you want from me? What can I do for you? Ribono Shel Olam, what's your will? What do you want from me, Ribono Shel Olam? What's the reason that it's all happening to me? What's your will, Ribono Shel Olam? And you're asking for Hashem. This is that difference between to be religious, that I don't know if there is. There is a more pathetic hobby than to be religious. There is. Then to ask for Hashem Yitbarach. Then to ask for Hashem Yitbarach. Really to be a Mevakesh Hashem. Really to ask for Hashem Yitbarach. To love Hashem with all of our hearts. And this is something that if we're going to work on that, we're going to achieve that. And there's no reason to fall to sadness and frustration and anger and not to be satisfied because you're far from that. Because if you're going to work on that, you're going to achieve that. And it's not like the other things, like a villa, like I don't know what, that if you're going to ask, it's not sure that you're going to receive it. That depends in your merit, in your needs, if Hashem decides to give you or not. But on Yirat Shamayim, if you're going to ask, you're going to receive. Because Yirat Shamayim, for sure, Yirat Shamayim you're asking. You're not asking to be a Talmid Chacham, that it can be, maybe because you want honor, because you see that you have a nice parnasah, if you're Talmid Chacham, you can receive 1,300 shekels every month from the kollel. It's a lot of money we're talking about, so... So it's not for sure that you're going to become to be a Talmid Chacham if you're after the money. Right? So, but on Yirat Shamayim, to ask, Ribono Shel Olam, I want to believe in you. I want to count only on you. I don't want to believe in no other power in the world except of you. That you're the only one, one and only. That only you can answer my tefillah. That I'm going to count only on you. That I'm never going to look on people. Never going to ask from people. Never going to have those, chas v'shalom, hirhurim, thoughts that there is someone with power in this world except of you. On those requests, for sure you're going to be answered. And you're going to be answered fast, immediately. On the spot, you're going to be answered. On the spot. And maybe you're not going to receive it all in one time. All of what that you asked for. But this is that process. You're going to receive that ability to progress. To put another foot down. Another step. Another development. Another up in Avodat Hashem. You're going to develop. You're going to grow in Avodat Hashem. And this is what that Rabbeinu is saying. That every person, mi sheyodea shekol me'orotav, everyone that knows that all of the things that happens to him in his life, they're all for kol etovato, it's all coming from a good reason. Zo abchinai me'ein olam haba. That aspect, it's like to live in the world to come. Why it's like to live in the world to come? Because even if you're going down, even if you're falling, you learn a lesson. So you develop. You develop, you grow. This is exactly what that happens in the world to come. That you just grow and grow and grow. And what's the main part of the man? It's the neshama, it's the soul. The body is just close to the soul, to the who that you are. And the neshama, it's the wisdom. The neshama is in the brain. The place of the sechel of the neshama is in the brain. So this is why when a person is learning Torah, his neshama is growing. His neshama is getting bigger and larger and wider. And he can see more and he can understand more. The neshama is growing. So if you're working on that, on your neshama to be revealed, and you open your neshama, and like that we said, and when you talk about it, you remember it more. Means when you open your mouth and you reveal your spirit, reveal your soul, so you can see your neshama more. You can recognize your neshama more. You develop a certain awareness to yourself that you become to be one with yourself. You can keep that main mitzvah of ve'ahavta l'ra'acha kamocha. First of all, you have that kamocha. You accept yourself. You love yourself. You understand yourself. You support yourself. You back up yourself. You and yourself are one. You become to be one. Coming down from that sickness of chasing yourself, blaming yourself, not believing yourself, thinking that you're the worst one, and it's not humility at all. It's just a murder. It's just killing, violence on yourself. slaughtering yourself, blaming yourself, like that your parents done to you and to all of your brothers, unfortunately, like that their parents probably done to them and all of the chevra, how you say, the society. This is what they're doing, chasing after each other all of the time, blaming. Why are you doing that? What happened? Why are you done? What you? Where are you? What are you doing all of the time? So the person is being persecuted. I said that.
Persecuted.
All of the time he's been chased. So this is it. So he feels that he's all wrong and everything that he's trying to do is all failing and all wrong and nothing he can succeed and nothing gonna come out from you and you're worthless and you're nothing and on and on and on. Everyone have his MP3 memories on all of his childhood, Baruch Hashem, flashbacks. What can you do? So now we need to go out from all of that Yetzirah. This is the Yetzirah that is chasing after Am Yisrael. And the Yetzirah Tov is supporting them. He's the mother. He loves you. He cares about you. He's supporting you. Wants you to believe in yourself. If you, if me, if we will not going to believe in ourselves, no one going to believe in us. There are tests in life that no one is standing there for you except of yourself. No one going to be there. Not your parents, not your rabbi. No one going to be there. No one. And even Rabbi Nachman Breslev going to hide his face from you. And even HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to hide his face from you. And not going to let you see nothing. And this is the test. If you're going to count on him that he's there for you or not. And those situations can come to a person that is growing daily. Daily. Because they want to give you so much. So much, so much that you cannot imagine how much they want to give you. And every time you succeed, you give them more will to give you more. Because every success is an internal success. And every success you cannot imagine what you gain now that you saw a little bit more, another spark of Hashem, you cannot understand the benefit, the greatness of what that you receive, eternal gift, reward for the world to come. You can never imagine what you got. And they just want to give you more and more and more. רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך הרבה להם תורה ומצוות. He gave them a lot of מצוות. If you're going to check the מצוות of בני נוח, the 7 מצוות of בני נוח, only 7 מצוות. Can you keep them? Try to keep 7 מצוות בני נוח. One of the מצוות of בני נוח, it's ניאוף. They're not allowed to have lust for women. And with all of the details of תאוות ניאוף, like us exactly. Second mitzvah, they have also faith. Emunah in Hashem Yitbarach. They have to have perfect faith in Hashem Yitbarach. Those two things alone, a person can spend all of his life to cover. On top of all of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us another 611 mitzvot from the Torah and more thousands of decrees midrabanan. And all of that only to increase the reward. To get us to higher places. And if you ask me yourself, so how am I going to achieve that? It's not in my powers. The answer is right. You're right. This is the time to believe in Hashem. To ask for Hashem Yitbarach support and help and si'ata dishmaya. That He can bring you to places that no human being can reach. If there is a way that you cannot pass, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring you and to bring you behind that wall. If there is a difficulty that you cannot understand how you're going to get over it, how you're going to pass that, Borei Olam can create a new reality. He can jump you. He can hide you. He can protect you. He can support you. He can provide things for you that you cannot imagine. Like that Rabbeinu is bringing the Sipurei Maasiyot, Maasiyah Me'avedat Bat Melech, the daughter, the princess that got lost. So the viceroy, he's running to look for her in the end. The one of the righteous people that were stopping him in the beginning, on that we were talking before, that there are situations that even the righteous man himself going to be the one that is stopping you. Like that Rabbeinu said on himself, crazy thing. Rabbeinu said, the last Yetzer Hara of the righteous people, the ones that cleaned everything, is me. Is Rabbeinu HaKadosh. If they're going to throw all of their wisdoms and going to cancel themselves to me or not. This is the last Yetzirah. If they're throwing that huge triangle and canceling themselves to Rabbeinu HaKadosh and saying he's the one, it's a point of truth. It's a point of truth. And when they ask the Chalban, that he's talking once in a while on Rabbeinu HaKadosh huge things, they ask him,
If you are a Breslover, because he's talking a lot about Rabbeinu, so why are you not talking all of the time about Rabbi Nachman Breslov? So he answered to them, to that person that asked him that question. He told him, only Rav Shalom Arush received permission from heaven to talk by the name of Rabbi Nachman Breslov. This is what the Chalban said. In this generation, only Rav Shalom Arush received that permission. He's learning the book Briti Shalom. He's got Seder in the book Briti Shalom. He doesn't need the book for his Kedusha. Don't worry to him at all. He doesn't need that book for Kedusha. Like I told you, the Chacham Avraham Chai has got a book of Sharaf Betoda, this thick. Huge with notes and marks and things that he wrote for himself. Sources, Mar'e Mekomot, from the Zohar HaKadosh, from Shara Gilgulim, from Etz Chaim, from Pri Etz Chaim. Things that I'm telling you that even Rav Shalom wasn't planting those things over there. He was just canceling himself and canceling himself and canceling himself so much that he came to that place that the Torah of Hashem Yitbarach came down. Like Rabbeinu is writing in Likutei Moharan that a righteous man can write things that after it in the generation you're going to reveal that they are over there, that he himself didn't have those intentions at all. He was just canceling himself. And if he had that merit really to cancel himself so much, so Hashem Yitbarach wrote the Torah. Like that Rav Shalom said, like that Rabbi David Chaim David Chaya Buchatzera said on the books of Rav Shalom, that the hand of a human being haven't wrote that book. Just Hashem Yitbarach himself wrote Garden of Faith. Canceled himself totally. Become to be a pen in the hand of the author, writer. And this is it. And Borei Olam wrote a book. Torah Moshe, Torah Hashem. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, right? No, Hashem Yitbarach wrote the Torah. Hashem wrote the Torah? No, Moshe. Together. Moshe Rabbeinu canceled himself totally to Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem Yitbarach wrote the Torah. By who? By Moshe Rabbeinu. So it becomes to be Torah Moshe. So, on that tzaddik, that viceroy that went to look for that princess, Lot's princess, after that righteous person stopped him and told him, you cannot find her, there is no chance you're going to find her. After it, he provided him a certain spirit that's going to take him to that Mivzar castle and to find over there, to the entrance. And also he provided him a certain vessel that every time that he put his hand into that vessel, he can take as much money as he needs. And Rav Shalom explained what that vessel is. Confidence. Midat HaBitachon. That if you count on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's going to provide you what that you need, you can find millions in the moment that you need them. In the moment that you need them, you're going to have them. And you don't need to waste your life chasing after parnasah, running after imaginations that are coming only because of lack of faith, because of the avonot, because of sins. If you have confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't need to waste your time thinking even about parnasah. Parnasah is from Hashem. This is the answer. There's no question about it. When Am Yisrael are asking, Hayesh Elokim bekirbenu im ayin, Hashem is here, or if he's not, immediately Amalek is coming. Amalek numeral value is doubt, safek. Then you are asking questions. What's going to be? When I'm going to be 30, 40, 50? When I'm going to get married? When I'm going to have children? We also need to buy a house in Jerusalem. What's going to be with all of the prices? Avrechim took the advice of Rav Shalom seriously, went to the field 6 hours, another 6 hours, another 6 hours. In 24 hours, in 36 hours, they bought the house. So 36 hours to work for a house. It's not good. It's not good salary. It's not a nice income for an hour. It's nice for an hour. You made a million in 6 hours. Divide it to six, you have a nice amount. You can call your parents, they're going to be proud of you. Mother, you don't know, no, I have a good job, but I'm lazy, I'm doing it only once a year when I need something important. You're going to be very proud. You're going to be very proud. Have to believe in what that we're saying. And if you see that you're not sure, that you don't know how to do that, on that go to pray. On that, go to the field and talk. On that, go to the field and talk and talk and talk and talk. And don't stop. Don't stop until you're going to buy that. Like Rabbeinu is writing in Torah, Nun Bet, 52, that amazing Torah. An Or Balayla, person that wakes up in the middle of the night and go to do it Bodedut, outside of the city. Second part over there, the second paragraph. And the main intention, reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of the world is for Am Yisrael, was only that Am Yisrael going to fulfill His will. And that they're going to go back and glue themselves to their roots, to their source. Means that they're going to include themselves in Him Itbarach. That He is Mechuyav HaMtziut. That He has to be. That He is the reality. And for that He creates everything. So, when Am Yisrael, now we can understand that when Am Yisrael are satisfying Hashem, listening to the will of Hashem, and they're including themselves in their source, in their root, by that, all of the world that been created for them becomes to be a must, have to be, the Kadosh Baruch Hu have to keep it. Let's continue. I'm going to jump a little bit more. And if a person wants to achieve that, to include himself in his roots, in his source, means to go back and to reunite in the Achdut Hashem Yitbarach. How do you say Achdut Hashem Yitbarach?
Oneness.
Oneness of Hashem Yitbarach. You cannot achieve that just only by canceling yourself, by Bitul, Ki im al yedei Bitul. Shivatel atzmo legamri, that's going to cancel himself totally until that he's going to be included in the oneness of Hashem Yitbarach. And you cannot reach that bitul, to cancel yourself, by nothing else except of Itbodedut. This is the only way. Because by that you're talking to Hashem and sharing with you and Hashem everything, by that you have that merit to cancel all lusts and bad attributes. Until you cancel all of your physical being and to be included in your source. But the main is what they do, it's in the night, in the time that the world is clear from all of people that are bothered with this world business. Because in the day, by the fact that people are chasing after this world, it's confused and cancel people from gluing themselves and to include themselves in Hashem Yitbarach. And even if he is free and he's got quiet and peaceful and time, even though, because that all of the world are in that mess of chasing after lust and desires, and they're chasing after nonsense of this world, by that it's hard then in that time to come to cancel yourself. Rabbeinu is saying that it's possible. You can do that by that Itbodedut at noontime. You can achieve that. But it's hard, Rabbeinu is saying. It's hard. It's better to go to a quiet place, to a place that no one can hear you. That people are not going with all of their nonsense all day long with their thoughts. Because their thoughts are going to confuse the person that's going to walk in those paths, in those ways. Need to go to a quiet place. Need to go to the desert. Need to go to the fields. Need to go to every quiet place, to a roof, to a place that no one is walking in that place, to be all alone with Hashem. If a person just try that once, to be totally alone with Hashem, he's going to have such an amazing Itbodedut, he will not going to understand what happened to him. He's going to ask himself, what happened? Where have I been? What was that light? Where it came from? I remember myself once I made it Bodedut in Midbar Yehuda in the desert. I stopped the car somewhere. I went up on a certain mountain. I made it Bodedut. Half an hour of it Bodedut over there was higher than I don't know what. Hours of Avodat Hashem in a different place. All alone. Only Hashem. You can see Hashem. You see heaven. You see earth. You see. You talk. There is no distractions. Nothing over there. Nothing to block your prayers from reaching the highest places of them all, to the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be answered immediately. 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 And on that Rabbeinu is talking. And by that the person is going alone to a place that there's no human being over there, and he's going and talking to Hashem Yitbarach in that place. And he's removing everything from his heart and from his thoughts, from all business of this world, and he's canceling everything until he's achieving that aspect of canceling him with truth. means that in the beginning he should have a lot of prayers and conversations with Hashem Yitbodeduyot at night, until that he gonna achieve one, to cancel one lust, one desire, one bad attribute. For us, the minimum that we're working on is half an hour every day. And Avshalom said, I wanted to keep that Torah so badly, and I could not, because I was learning in yeshiva, and then afternoon and in the evening I had to go to give classes, and the reality was that I couldn't spend my nights in the fields, I had to go and to do other things. So from that he found that advice that Bore Olam illuminated his eyes, gave him that understanding that by doing half an hour every day on a certain issue consistently, daily, you achieve that aspect of the Nior Balayla of Torah 52 of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. This is the minimum. But everyone that have one day a week, something like that, that he's going for minimum 2, 3, 4 hours, 6 hours if he's able, and just talk and talk and talk. And even if you don't see no results in the beginning, you achieve the heights. You achieve the highest levels of them all by opening your heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is nothing higher than that. Not exist. Go, look, check, find, come frustrated in 1, 2, 3 years, we're still going to be here. Don't worry. We're going to give the same lectures, same shiurim, same classes, first grade. We're going to talk on Aleph Bet of Judaism. You need to believe in Hashem. You have to talk to Hashem. You need to share. Because even when you're righteous, even when you're holding in the highest, highest levels of them all, still you need to talk to Hashem Yitbarach like a child is talking to his father. Because everyone is a child. David HaMelech, he was a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we never saw a Talmid Chacham like David HaMelech. And he was the king of Am Yisrael, and he was talking for hours and hours and hours, simple conversations from his heart. This is David HaMelech. This is the Mashiach of Am Yisrael. Mashiach, it's the letters of the word Messiah. He is talking. This is Mashiach, Messiah. He is talking. David HaMelech said, V'ani tefila. All of my issue is prayer. I'm praying. This is what he knows to do. There is no other weapon. There are days that you cannot learn Torah. In those days you can pray. There are days that are so hard that the only thing that you can do is to scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what it's written in Tehillim. Mi beten she'ol shivati. Mi me'amakim kra'aticha Hashem. I'm screaming to you from the depths. And not from one depth. From depths. From two. Means I fell. And I pray on for you and you haven't answered. And I fell more. To a lower place. And from there I'm screaming to you. And I'm going to keep on screaming to you until you're going to answer. And even if you're not going to answer, I don't care. Because I'm fulfilling my job in this world. And my job is to scream. And to call you. And to ask. And to beg. And to wish. And to want. This is what that I can do. Except of that, I don't have no other power. So this is what that I'm doing. This is my job. I'm a simple person. A simple Jew. The simplicity is to talk to Hashem. A Jew, when he's got money, he's thanking Hashem. When he doesn't have money, he's asking from Hashem Yitbarach, from the Creator, please Hashem, give me money. This is it. He doesn't have no credit card, no visa, he doesn't know what's a checkbook, he doesn't have all of those craziness. He knows that when you need parnasa, you call your father. This is what he knows. This is what he knows. And he's asking from Hashem. As long as you're calling someone else before you call Hashem, you need to work on your faith. In the time that you call Hashem, first of all, this is the time that you should give a huge, big smile and to be very happy that you're holding that level. And really, if you're holding that level, you will never going to be sad because you haven't received that money. You will not going to care. You're going to feel the satisfaction from your effort, from the tefillah that you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With children, with no children, with shalom bayit, with no shalom bayit, with a house, without a house, with issues, without issues, even with health and without health. A person that is glued to Hashem, he doesn't need nothing, he's got Hashem. V'anochi esmach b'Hashem. And he's happy that he's got Hashem. Hashem is here. Hashem wants me to be poor, thank you Hashem. Hashem wants me to be weak, thank you Hashem. But he's thanking on everything. חייב אדם להודות על הטובה כשם על הרעה, כשם שמודה על הטובה. A person have to, he's obligated
to thank on bad things, exactly like that he's thanking on the good things.
This is on people that are thanking on the good things. It's also a level. It's also a level to remember that the good things that you have are coming from Hashem, that Hashem gave them to us. It's a huge level. And the opposite, it's a person that is not happy with his share, not happy with his share, like that we explained before. He's looking for other things. He's looking for other things. He's not happy with what the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him. This is Bil'am. Gam Bil'am nikra Stum Ayin. This is why Bil'am calls Stum Ayin. I said Stum Ayin, that his eyes was
blocked.
Eyes are blocked. Mechamat, because that he is klaliyut midara'a, he is that bad attribute that includes all bad attributes of 70 languages, of 70 lashon, which lust for women, desire for ni'uf, crazy ni'uf. So his eyes are blocked. This is it. It's not that he cannot see, just he sees nonsense. He cannot see Hashem. His eyes cannot be spiritual. They're stuck in that physical covering, curtain, and this is it. This is what that he sees, this is what that he desires. Every woman makes him crazy, and no, that woman, she's tall, that woman, she dressed red, I don't know what, like a bull. Shor shenagach, bull that gores, this is it. He's sick, he's an animal. He sees colors, he sees paints, he sees cloths, he sees something, oh, smells. Like an animal. Very, very pathetic. Very pathetic. Every man that have a point of truth, when he's gonna think about himself, gonna observe, how am I behaving when that lust is controlling me? What's happening to me? He's gonna cry his heart out, mamash. He's gonna whine to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's gonna cry, gonna scream, Baruch Olam, save me from that sickness. What am I doing? So I saw a woman. So there is a woman over there. Yes, there is a woman. So, what's my connection to that? What's happening inside of me? What's all of that crazy fire? What's going on? There is a woman, a Bat Israel, that the Gemara is testifying on all Bnot Israel, Kol Bnei Israel Yapotel. They're all beautiful. All of Bnot Israel are beautiful. Everyone are beautiful. Because they have inner sight, they have Pnimiyut. They're all beautiful. On what are you looking? We need to be very embarrassed and to go like that humble to the field and to confess to Ribbono Shel Olam. Today I looked on a woman and she's married, she belongs to someone else. I don't know, don't want no one to look at my wife, Ribbono Shel Olam. And I'm looking at other men's wives, women, Ribbono Shel Olam. I looked on a little girl and I don't know what, a teenager, I don't know what, everyone with his problems. And the one that have all of the problems need to confess more. Look at me, it's a shame, it's a disgrace to Moshe. Help me not to open my eyes, that my eyes always gonna look at you. Lenochach yabitu, always to remember that you're present, that you're here, that you're with me. Shiviti Hashem lenigdit ami. To know all of those bad eyesights are only tests. It's only a test if you're glued to Hashem or not. If you're glued to Hashem, you don't see nothing. You cannot see. You're too busy. You're occupied. You think about something else. You're with Hashem. If you saw something, it's a wake-up call. It's an alarm. Wake up. You forgot what Hashem is saying. This is how you should accept it. It's a rebuke out of the loving kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wants to warn you. You went away from me. This is what that we explained yesterday, that the Baal Shem Tov said that in the moment that Vesartem Vavadtem Elokim Acherim, when you move a little bit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, immediately you worship idols. Why idols? Like Rabbi Shimon said to his students, Al Tifnu El Elilim, don't turn to the idols. A group of beautiful women, young women were standing over there. They are idols. Why they're idols? Because you're idolizing them. You give them power. You give them that power. Al titen lanashim chelecha. Don't give the women your soldiers, your powers, your troops. Means by belief, she can make me happy. She's going to satisfy my lust and desires. She's going to make me happy. She's going to pleasure me. I don't know what. You need to be a supportive husband. You need to make her happy.
You need to be caring and loving and supportive. You need to be the man in the house. You give her the power, you gave him the government, you gave her the power, the control. She's going to play with you like a soldier. You're going to run and you're going to never, you don't know how to run away from that general. Suddenly control your life in every aspect. Tells you what to do, rebukes you on everything. Why? Because you gave her the power. And she hates it. She hates it. She yearns for that moment that you're going to tell her what to do. She waits for that moment. A woman needs a strong husband. She doesn't need you to be all of like a, look like a question mark, full with doubts and in question. What do you say, my wife? What should we do? This is what she wanted? No, but what you suggest? What you think? This is what I need. I need someone that's going to tell me what to do. This is what your wife needs. She doesn't need a cruel leader, chas v'shalom. She needs someone that have wisdom. Someone that knows what's the right way. Someone that's going to be a merciful leader. Someone that's going to lead the house with success into Kedusha. Going to teach the children, going to teach the wife, the halachot, the rules, the way of Hashkafa, how to believe in Hashem, how to count on Hashem, to get stronger in Yidbodeduyot, to take the wife and the kids to graves of tzaddikim, to pray, to do long Yidbodeduyot, to take the family to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, to other places. This is what she wants. She needs a man. Someone that's going to help her to serve Hashem. For her, I don't know, maybe put mute in the YouTube. She needs you to tell her what to do because for her, you are God. A woman cannot believe in God without a husband. You are God for her. You are God that speaks through you to her. She cannot hear Hashem. She doesn't have those abilities, those vessels. She doesn't. She needs you to tell her what Hashem thinks. This is why the Torah is making a certain difference between men and women. There is a difference. This is the curse that the women been cursed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last of the woman, it's to her husband, Behuim Sholbach, and he's going to control on her. She's got the desire for her husband and he gonna control her. When he gonna control her means gonna help her to reach the purpose, gonna be a supportive husband. When she have a desire to him, not when you have a desire for her. When you have a desire for her, she gonna control you. When she got a desire for you means that you're holy, that you're pure, that you're a man, that you behave, that you're respectful, that you're not like an animal that don't have no control when he sees something moves. And this is it. He lost all of his wisdom, all of his brain, after lust and desires, friend of his daughters, I don't know what. And the woman, she sees everything. She's got eyes in her back, in her shoulders, in her legs, in I don't know where. Everything she knows. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants her to have divine spirit, she's got divine spirit. She can be higher than all prophets. This is why it's written, Masherata Shifcha Alayam. The Shifcha Alayam, not the Eved. The Shifcha, the woman she can see, not the slave. The Shifcha even, she can see more than Yechezkel ben Buzi. It's a nice chidush. Thank you, Chazak.